The Cognitive Model. The cognitive model is based on three simple ideas. 1. You feel the way you think. 2. When you're anxious, you're fooling yourself. Anxiety results from distorted, illogical thoughts. It's a mental con. 3. When you change the way you think, you can change the way you feel. The French philosopher Descartes once said, "I think, therefore I am." The techniques in this recording are based on a slightly different idea. I think, therefore I fear. In other words, anxiety results from your thoughts or cognitions. For example, you're probably having thoughts about what you're hearing at this very moment. You could be thinking, "This is just another stupid self-help audio. What a rip-off." If so, you're probably feeling disappointed, frustrated, or even annoyed. Or you might be thinking, "This audio couldn't possibly help me. My problems are way too severe." If so, you're probably feeling discouraged and hopeless. Or you might be thinking, "Hey, this looks interesting, and it makes sense. Maybe it could help me." If so, you're probably feeling excited and curious. In each case, the situation is exactly the same. Every listener is hearing the same thing. Your feelings about what you're hearing will result entirely from the way you're thinking, not from the words you're hearing. When you feel anxious, worried, panicky, or afraid, you're telling yourself that you're in danger and that something terrible is about to happen. For example, if you're having a panic attack, you may be telling yourself that you're on the verge of losing control or cracking up. If you have a fear of driving, you probably believe that you'll freeze up, lose control of the car, and cause a terrible accident. Once you start to feel anxious, your negative thoughts and feelings begin to reinforce each other in a vicious cycle. The catastrophic thoughts create feelings of anxiety and fear, and these feelings trigger more negative thoughts. You tell yourself, "Wow, I feel frightened, so I must really be in danger. Otherwise, I wouldn't feel so terrified." If you ask yourself about the thoughts that flood through your mind when you're feeling worried or nervous, you'll tune in to the frightening messages that trigger your feelings. The thoughts will seem completely realistic, but they're not. When you feel anxious, you're telling yourself things that simply aren't true. This is one of the biggest differences between neurotic anxiety and healthy fear. They both result entirely from your thoughts, but the thoughts that trigger healthy fear are not distorted. Healthy fear results from the valid perception of danger. However, healthy fear does not require treatment. If you're in real danger, some healthy fear may keep you alive. In contrast, neurotic anxiety serves no useful function because it's not related to any real threat. The thoughts that cause these feelings will always be distorted and illogical. Several distortions are especially common when you're feeling anxious, worried, shy, or panicky. These include fortune telling. You tell yourself that something terrible is about to happen. For example, if you have the fear of heights and you're at the top of a ladder, you'll probably tell yourself, "This is really dangerous. I might fall." Mind reading. You assume that other people are judging you or looking down on you, even when there's no convincing evidence for this. Magnification. You exaggerate the danger in a situation. A man became anxious when he cut himself shaving because he told himself, "Oh no, it's really bleeding a lot. What if I have leukemia?" Emotional reasoning. You reason from how you feel. You tell yourself, "I feel scared, so I must be in danger." Or, "I feel like I'm about to crack up, so I must really be on the verge of going crazy." Labeling. You label yourself as a fool, a neurotic, or a loser. Self-blame. You beat up on yourself for every little flaw or shortcoming, including the fact that you're anxious. Do you recognize yourself in any of these distortions? If they sound familiar, it's a good thing, because you can change the way you feel when you change the way you think. The moment you put the lie to your distorted thoughts, your fears will disappear. I once treated an anxious attorney who came to me for therapy toward the end of a long and brilliant career. Jeffrey was one of the most successful courtroom attorneys in Los Angeles. In fact, he'd only lost one case during his entire career. But in spite of his immense success, Jeffrey had never found any real happiness in life. He worried constantly and could never relax. One of the negative thoughts that plagued him was, "What if I lose a case in court? It would be terrible." Jeffrey was so afraid of losing that he worked compulsively, every waking minute, 7 days a week. Jeffrey's entire life had become a treadmill of work and worry, work and worry. He was afraid that he'd go to his grave without ever enjoying 1 minute of inner peace or happiness. Jeffrey had taken numerous medications and had undergone 35 years of psychoanalysis, but nothing had helped with his persistent feelings of insecurity. Part of his problem, as he understood it, was that when he was 5, his younger sister had died of encephalitis. One of Jeffrey's psychoanalysts told him that his feeling of inadequacy probably stemmed from a sense of guilt about her death. Of course, Jeffrey had nothing to do with her death, but he could remember feeling jealous of her. Unfortunately, this insight didn't lead to any relief. Although Jeffrey knew that his feelings were irrational, he just couldn't shake the idea that he was a dirty and shameful person, and that people would reject him if they ever found out what he was really like inside. So he spent his life trying to cover up his feelings and impress everyone. He studied hard, was a top student at the UCLA Law School, and went on to become a prominent attorney.